9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and of course, the Radio Pup app where you can listen to the program whenever you want, absolutely free. You can listen to KFYO programming. We've been talking to the different candidates running for city council, and joining us in studio today, Jeff Griffith, running for city council, District 3. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Chad, thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thanks for coming in. Tell folks a little bit about yourself and why you decided to jump into this race, and what many people would probably ask, why do you want to run for city council?
Great question. I'm a lifelong resident of Lubbock. I'm a small business owner of Radio Lab here, and I love this city, and it's been very, very good to me and my family. Chad, I wanted to give back to this city. It's time I do that. And I'm excited about the future of Lubbock. Obviously, we have issues, but they're conquerable. And I do believe this is a city going forward, not backwards.
What do you think about the job that Councilman Todd Klein did? Because he's stepping out of this office, obviously. You're hoping to replace him. What do you think about the overall job he did?
In going through the neighborhoods in District 3, Councilman Klein has done a very honorable job, and he talks to the citizens of the district. Mm-hmm. He's represented District 3, I think, very, very well.
What are some of the top issues that you've been talking to people about that you know, some of the reasons you decided in particular to get in into this race? Things that you would like to talk about?
Chad, probably one of the main things is that because District 3 is landlocked in the center of Lubbock, I want to preserve and protect the property values in those neighborhoods. Code enforcement is very important in those neighborhoods. We want to maintain the center of Lubbock. We do not want it to go backwards. We want it to get better. Of course, and 34th Street's a good example of
sure.
How it's getting better.
Do you, when taking a look at some of the issues that have come up, just recently, you know, Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation. What were your thoughts on that? How transparent does that organization need to be, in your opinion?
Very. Just like you're saying, it needs to be transparent, and we may need to take a step back and relook at the entire project. Mm-hmm. And let's make sure that we're going forward right thing on North and East Lubbock development.
You think that it might be wasteful spending right now?
There is a possibility, yes.
Visiting with Jeff Griffith, running for city council in District 3. Obviously, LPNL has been in the news quite a bit lately. A lot of bickering back and forth. You know, there have been some other candidates who have said this is not good. It's not good for the city, this back and forth. You know, maybe there's a trust issue there. If you were on the council right now, if you were sitting on the city council, how would you want to handle this LPNL issue?
Number one, Chad, we've got to get past the drama. Let's put the drama behind us. Let's let the way the city charter works, the EUB is, then we've got great folks on that board, and they need to manage the personnel at LPNL. Really, we need to let those folks do their job, and I think it's very important. The major thing that the city council does for LPNL that would be very important going forward is we need to analyze the budget. We really need to look at their budget numbers, and we need to analyze it more accurately. I don't think enough questions have been asked in the past, and there have been great people, great minds on the boards in the past, but I think we really need to from now on, we really need to look at the budget of LPNL.
The mayor in the past has said that he doesn't have much confidence right now in the leadership, in Gary Zhang, and possibly a few others. What about you?
I've not spoke to Dr. Zhang. I admire him. He's a phenomenal engineer and a very, very bright man. I'm going to save and let the board make that decision. That's up to the board.
The Electric Utility Board?
Yes.
Okay, so you would take a step back maybe from what – it's sounding like that you would take a step back from what the mayor is doing. Is that, am I reading into that correctly?
The mayor has spoke his piece, and I think he's done speaking his piece about his feelings on that. I will tell you that the way the government should work in this case, the way our charter is, mm-hmm. is that the Electric Utility Board, Chad, is really in control of the personnel there. And that is the way I believe we should respect that charter and the way the system's set up. The city council, their number one charge with LPNL is to oversee that budget. Mm-hmm. And that's where we can do a lot of very good, is to let's make sure the budget's correct, because obviously we've got big, big decisions in the future.
You bring up the budget. Do you think there are places to cut within the budget, or do you foresee maybe a possible tax increase on the horizon?
You know, you never want to ever talk about tax increases. They could be in the future. Never say never. We don't know. We need to get in there and analyze it. Because of my business experience, and I've been on national boards that have made billion-dollar decisions, and mm-hmm. I've looked at budgets for many years in small business but also in big business, I will tell you that I can look at that and make decisions when that time comes. But there are places to cut, there's no doubt. We hope we never have to increase taxes.
What is your overall philosophy when it comes to taxes? In the past, there are some who are even currently running for council who say, hey, look, if we need one, we need one. That they'll take a look at that. Others who have run in the past or who have served on the past have said, I'm never going to vote for a tax increase unless the citizens through a bond election say, okay, cool, let's raise taxes. Where do you come down on that?
And that probably in the middle. I think there is a time that you may have to. That's a last resort you ever want to do. But obviously, let's look at learning to live within our means. Mm. That's number one, and we can do that. There are ways to take the increases, because our city's growing and our tax revenues are growing, Chad, property and sales tax. If you look at the economic numbers of the past few years, if we discipline ourselves, kind of like a savings account that you do at the house, we can take some of that, a percentage of that, and apply it to some of this debt and be very, very responsible with it. I don't know the percentage yet. I've not analyzed it yet, but I know there's ways of doing it. And I think the most important thing is let's look at how to live within our means first.
We'll need to take the break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jeff Griffith, running for City Council District 3. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. We have lots of other big issues to talk about that are facing the city of Lubbock. Your phone calls and questions as well when we come back. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, Jeff Griffith in studio, candidate for City Council in District 3. We've been talking about some of the issues that the city has faced or will be facing going into the future. And if you have a question for Jeff Griffith, you can dial in 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. Obviously, downtown redevelopment is going to be big going into the future for the city. We've seen stories this week, last week, it seems like every week we have new stories. The latest one, possible monorail in downtown. Let me just ask you about overall downtown redevelopment. And we can talk monorail as well. How much taxpayer money should be used when it comes to downtown redevelopment, when it comes to possible rail system downtown? How much taxpayer money needs to be kicked in?
I think that, first of all, a monorail, the term monorail is a $500 million device system. The one that they're looking at is being proposed at this time is really called a light rail. And that's the reason it's less expensive. It's about $125 million, which is still huge money. Chad, I'm glad that we're looking at it. I think it's fantastic that we've got folks looking into our future, because that would be great if we can come up with federal funds, state funds, to make that happen. As far as taxpayer money, yet to be determined. I think we've got to make sure that these future trips to Washington and to Austin, let's get real numbers, and it may be a 2-year project at the earliest. This could sit on the shelf another 10 years.
Sure.
And but so I don't think that I can't imagine a percentage or a dollar figure or a tax for that entity until we see how much we can get from federal and state.
Well, let's just predict right now. There was a story from the local Fox affiliate here in town. So they were hoping 50-50 split, where federal government kicks in 50% and someone has to go and find the rest of the money. Let's just say Lubbock does have to kick in something. Is there a dollar amount? Is there a figure that you're comfortable saying, you know what, I don't want to go above this? I don't think taxpayers should kick in more than 2%, more than 3%. Is there a cutoff point somewhere in your mind?
I don't want to dodge your question, Chad, but I do not have an answer for you on that, because I'd like to see the studies first. Let's go forward and see how much we can get at the federal and state level. As far as city participation, I think that let's put that out to the voters. We've got a bus system, a city bus system, as good as it is, it loses money, even with tax participation. So I really believe that maybe should be put out to voters when it comes time to do it. Growing up here all my life, I remember as a youth when the discussion about building a loop was very intense, and a lot of folks thought that it would be useless. Now look, we're already talking about maybe even an outer loop.
Right.
So as our city continues to grow, it's fantastic to look forward and see that we've got visionary folks looking to help our city that way. But I think there's got to be a lot of investigation. I'm not ready to make a call on that at all.
What about the rest of downtown? Forget about the monorail for right now. The rest of downtown redevelopment, any taxpayer money that you think should go into different projects or anything else in downtown, or does this need to be, and of course we can talk, streets, city needs to take care of streets, utilities, they're doing that. So, besides those, the most basic of functions, is there any taxpayer money that needs to be kicked in?
I think the private sector is doing a very good job. I think the downtown as a whole, we've seen obviously some new, with automobile dealerships, mm-hmm. with banking, there's some new restaurants possible. Mm-hmm. We're seeing already private investment down there. And
happening naturally.
Yeah, and it's organic, and it's fantastic that it's happening. And I just hope that we will continue on that path. Mm-hmm. I'm not for or against putting dollars into it if we ever got to a dire straits situation. I don't think we're there. I think the organic growth is.
What do you mean by dire straits situation?
Well, if you start having infrastructure, obviously we're bearing power lines, which is great, but I don't want to, we don't want to see downtown crumble, mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're on the right direction now. Look at the Performing Arts Center, Baseball Hall of Fame. There's some great projects out there that will continue forward. I think you're going to see some very positive things happen even before the end of this year.
Let's talk about some issues that could develop out there for the city council, some possible things that somebody could bring to, if you're elected as city councilman in District 3, that you would possibly have to vote on. There's been a group in the past that they've talked about bringing to the city council a proposal that would ban smoking in all restaurants, bars, everywhere, you know, right now, go beyond what the smoking ban is, or smoking ordinance. Would you be in favor of the city council voting to ban smoking in all restaurants and all bars?
I'm willing to look at that. I'm not, I believe in businesses' rights if they want to allow smoking. At the same time, obviously, I think we did a great job years ago when the smoking ordinance was put into place in conjunction with the Restaurant Association. And I think that ended up being very positive. And so I think you need to put a lot of folks together and think that through. I don't have a yes or a no on that yet.
Okay. So you're in between
Exactly. I really am because...
Because you're in a unique position. You're a business owner. Mm-hmm. And so as a business owner, would you want the city... I mean, you've got to deal with city government anyway. Would you want the city coming in and telling you... You know, even more rules on how to run your business.
Of course not. I mean, no, I don't think any business owner does. But you know, the future of health issue comes into play. But as business owner, of course not. You know, the funny one wasn't Plano, I believe it, or Allen, but they were going to outlaw the vapor. Cigarettes. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
Now, Chad, now that's going backwards. I will say that because what you do is if you outlaw vapor cigarettes, then it probably is going to let those folks or make those folks maybe go back to rail cigarettes. So I think that's a little crazy personally.
Okay.
I really do.
Let's taking a look at some other issues that may come up. Texting and driving ban. Current person on the city council has pushed for that. I think two have pushed for that going forward. What about yourself?
I think that's very good. I mean, yes, it's another law. It's going to be very difficult to enforce. But really, I mean, let's be honest. A lot of our youth and adults. We've all driven on the streets and seen it.
Well, now, Councilman Klein, who you're hoping to replace, he said, hey, we've already got laws on the books. And in fact, in the state of Texas, kids mm-hmm. under the age of 18 can't, you know, they're already prohibited from texting and driving or even having a cell phone in their hands. Do we need to add another law? Do you disagree with him on that?
I believe texting and driving is very dangerous, period. And I think it's, you know, unfortunately, there's a technology that's great. But at some point, that may be a true safety issue.
Visiting with Jeff Griffith, running for city council in District 3. What is something that you want to get out to the voters that maybe separates yourself? This is, you know, it's you got three people running in this race. How do you separate yourself, you think, from the others?
I've not been entrenched at City Hall, Chad. I can bring a new perspective to and a great energy to the city council and represent the district properly. I believe that my business experience as a small business owner here for many years, again, served on national board that has made big, big decisions that I definitely have what it takes and qualifications. I will tell you that I'm listen. God gave us two ears and only one mouth for a reason.
Real quickly, I got a question that just came across. The Chamber and Imagine Lubbock together, they proposed wanting a half-cent sales tax increase to pay for some different projects. Where do you come down on that?
I'm not sure. Let's look at it. Let's look at what those items really are.
Okay. All right. Jeff Griffith, appreciate your time today. We'll get you back in studio during this election process.
Thank you, Chad.
Have a good one.